B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
All right, we have Dr. Sam in the studio. Dr. Sam with UNC Charlotte. You're a microbiologist, or as what we called you yesterday, a germologist.
Monday.
Yeah, whatever, Monday. I can't keep track.
Well, that's important because Dr. Sam wants everyone to know that these germs have been germinating for 48 hours.
Yes. They've been growing in the incubator, and now they are here ready to be revealed.
And you said there's a clean-cut person who is the germiest than all the others.
I mean, there's lots of germs from everyone, but I would say based off of, like, all three of the dishes that we've swapped, there is one person who is going to be the winner. Yeah.
Okay. Before we reveal who the germiest MRL show member is, and then that member will spend the rest of the show quarantined inside of a tent that's set up in the studio. When you walked into the studio for the first time on Monday, what was your initial reaction? Were you thinking that you were going to get the results that you got now based on, like, I mean, the filters are filthy, the floors, the walls. I mean, this is a radio studio, and it's just, it takes a lot of traffic, you know?
Right. I mean, when I first walked in the building, I was like, wow, this is really nice. And then I got in here and I was like, okay. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, bacteria grow everywhere. There are microbes everywhere. You just can't see them. So I'm honestly not surprised by the fact that we've got a lot of growth. I was a little surprised about the winner, but, you know, that's okay.
A lot of people are texting in.
Lorraine is so nervous.
I feel like I'm in the movie Outbreak.
Yeah,
like,
she's so hot.
Oh, that's my favorite movie.
I might be coming down with a fever. Literally, I'm talking myself into getting sick.
Lorraine's doing that move where she's moving her shirt around like she's trying to cool herself off. She's freaking out right now.
843 says, I think Lorraine has the most germs. 704 says, I think it's going to be Lorraine. She's the one who said this morning that her son is sick and that her throat was feeling a little sore.
My throat does hurt.
On the flip side of that, though, Dr. Sam swabbed my phone, and every time I go do number two, I take my phone in there.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Okay.
I'm sure she's glad she wore gloves.
So.
Someone then just sent a text message and said, I just got the bird from someone because I flashed my lights and honked the horn, MRL. So that. Okay. Now, the best thing to do to keep us safe from germs and not just the coronavirus, which is the trendy virus right now, right? I mean, it's if we wash our hands.
Right.
And Lysol our areas at work, chances are we could stay pretty healthy and germ-free.
I mean, so respiratory viruses like coronavirus, yes, hand washing, but that means like hand washing with soap and water, not the little, you know, hand sanitizers, things like that. Do it for at least 20 seconds. Got to follow good hand washing protocol. If you're sick, stay home.
And I wanted to find out if I was the germiest. She looked right at me.
If you feel like you have a sore throat, stay home. We can call you if you're the germiest member.
But
by
yeah.
the way, Lorraine would have gotten yelled at if she didn't come to work today.
Oh, I'm sure. So hand sanitizer doesn't really work?
It does. It's just not as effective. I mean, hand washing, the actual mechanical like motion of scrubbing your hands with the soap, that's what helps most.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. I would think the alcohol.
And also, antibacterial soap is not any better than just good old regular soap.
Okay.
So that's my PSA.
Dr. Sam from UNCC, a microbiologist, is in here to reveal who the germiest show member is. If you're just joining us, she has incubated the swabs that she took from our studio on Monday. How are you going to reveal it? How you want to just tell us who the grossest one is first? Are you going to show us the dishes?
Do you just want to put it out there like that, or do you want to see your results? I mean,
we can visually see our results?
Yes, you can see what's growing on top of the auger.
Okay.
All right, let's start with Roy.
All right, let's start with Roy. So I'm going to put gloves on.
Oh, God.
And I'm also going to give Lorraine some gloves because she's pregnant.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. And we just take extra precautions.
Yeah, screw the fellas. They can get sick.
You know. You guys, well, no comment.
828 said, I think it's Manny. Another one from 704 said, I think Manny's the germiest one. He's got two kids.
But I'm the one who's always sick.
And my kid is always sick.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Dr. Sam, you have really small hands.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are size small. Squeeze them on there.
Okay.
All right.
The MRL show complaining 100% of the time.
Oh, no. There's black stuff in mine.
That is the Sharpie marker.
Oh. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, I got mine. Oh, it doesn't look good.
That's your hand.
That's my hand. It looks like it looks like somebody spilled milk inside this thing.
Let me see it. Oh,
the fuzzy things are fungi. So we have some fungus among us.
Okay, the fungi in Roy's little petri dish. It's white and it looks just like you would think a fungus or like a mold. Is that uncommon or is that a common response that you would get from the average person?
Yeah, that's common. Ugh. And then the other little colonies that are on there, those are bacteria.
So we all have fungus on us.
Yep, there you go. But Roy, you're in the clear, it looks like. That's pretty normal, she says.
Look at his phone, though. Look how clean your phone that you take to the bathroom is.
You cleaned it.
There's no way.
You're such a fibber.
No, I really don't ever clean it. There has to be fecal particles on here.
Well, fecal particles won't grow on a petri dish.
Okay. And then this is my keyboard has some of those little fuzzy dots on the petri dish.
Yep. So your hands are dirty, but your items are relatively clean.
Okay.
Wow. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be the opposite.
So Roy is not the germiest MRL show member.
Roy is not the germiest.
Yeah, it's just called a poor immune system, y'all.
Yep.
Vindication.
Yep, right. I'm clean.
Lauren is next.
Mm. All right.
Here we go.
Give me the bad news.
It doesn't look good.
By the way, I don't think Dr. Sam's going in any particular order.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I don't think they look that bad. My keys to my computer have a little spottiness on them.
Yeah, Lauren has no fungi, so
okay. There's
that. She's got some bacteria.
My hands look probably the worst, which is crazy because I think I tried to cheat and use hand sanitizer. And then my phone is relatively clean too.
Now, I will say from here, it looks like where I have like seven of those like milk spots, you only look like you have a couple over there. You look like you don't have as many.
Yeah.
Of those fungus spots.
And I will say too, where you see like the little individual dots,
yes,
those are little colonies of bacteria. And then where you see sort of like, we call this a lawn, where there's like a whole like spread of them, that just means there's a lot growing in that one spot.
Okay.
It almost looks like if you could ever visually see what your sneeze does, that's what these things look like.
That's a good way to describe that, Roy.
It looks like we sneezed into a petri dish and there's snot and mucus.
Dr. Sam Fur from UNCC, correct?
Fur Rogers.
Yeah. We just got a text from someone that says you were their bio teacher.
Oh, hello.
You are here to tell us who the germiest person is. And now I've just got to think by process of elimination. It's not Roy. You just said that. Lauren's dish doesn't look bad. That means that I'm next.
Actually, I'm going to show Nicole her phone. She had me swab her phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then maybe.
Nicole may be in the room.
God, Nicole.
My gosh. It looks,
for real?
I'm going to just say, it looks like it's caked up. Nothing but fungus is caked up on Nicole's petri dish. Your phone's
it's bacteria.
It
looks like a kid dropped ice cream on the floor and just rubbed their hands in it.
Yeah, that is
like
what it
looks
like.
Vanilla ice cream.
You know what it is? It's because you're too healthy. You're always eating those probiotic diets. And you want the real milk and you don't eat anything processed. That's the problem.
Wow, is Mamie's worse than that? Because that's pretty bad. Now I'm feeling pretty good about my petri dishes.
All right, so here is Mamie's phone.
Okay.
Very similar to Nicole's.
Again, looks like somebody wiped ice cream all over these petri dishes.
And maybe you got your phone like a week ago, dude.
Yeah, I do a lot of bathroom trips. Oh, it's disgusting.
And then we have your hands.
What's that look like? What? I can't. Okay, mine.
Your hands are worse.
My hands were worse than yours. It looks like you have just a little. Well, four specks on yours. Not too bad. Not too bad.
And then here is the keyboard.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I have trouble seeing, and that just looks like the whole thing grew through.
Oh, are you sure you didn't spit in that? My gosh, look how that thing is filled.
That also looks like vanilla ice cream smeared, but a lot more of it.
Yeah, you can actually see where, like, I took the swab and rubbed it. You just have, like, the growth where the swab went.
Wow.
Completely covered.
So does that leave me as the germiest MRL show member?
Dude.
I mean, we can take a vote, but I feel like that would be the answer.
You failed every test. Yes, of course. There's three tests, and you failed them all. It's just like school all over again, bud.
Leave it to Manny, too, to try to, like, justify and, like, renegotiate his score.
And let me tell you. You sit there and you set your phone, like, oh, I take bathroom trips. There's no excuse for the buttons that you push every day to be so dirty. That you're the only one who pushes those buttons.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like anyone else could be infecting it. You're just filthy.
Ouch. Easy, coming Dad. From the fungi man over here.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago, you were all freaked out and everything was okay.
No, let me tell you something. I think I have the cure for coronavirus over here. You, on the other hand.
So should I put my machine in quarantine? Or do I need to go in quarantine?
I don't know.
All right, fair is fair. I'm going to have to go do the rest of the show from the quarantine tent.
Yeah, Nicole, Dr. you're going to have to run the board.
Dr. Sam, you have spoken. I am the germiest MRL show member.
Now, we will be on Instagram at the MRL show Instagram Live. You can watch Manny get into quarantine.
Plus, there'll be video of all this, too, posted up at the MRL show on Instagram. Dr. Sam from UNCC, thank you, and thanks to everybody over there in the biology department for letting you come in and hang with us and
do
this.
It's been fun.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Head over to at the MRL show. We're going to go live on Insta here in a minute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.